producers did not panic. Here's some good advice. If you're in a crisis, do not panic. Pork producers were facing a drought-driven crisis late last summer. December corn futures had risen as high as $8.49 a bushel. December soybean meal futures had reached $540 a ton. Markets anticipated a fairly rapid period of sow liquidation, which depressed the December lean hog futures price down to $70 per lean hundredweight. The bleak outlook called for losses of as much as $50 to $60 a head in the final quarter of this year. Now, a panic response may have been to cover substantial amounts of feed needs at those record high prices, to forward price lean hog futures before the outlook got worse, or just to sell out altogether. Now that the damage of the 2012 drought is better known, those who did not panic are facing much smaller losses than was feared back at the height of the crisis. Feed prices tend to reach peak prices around or maybe slightly after the peak of the drought, and then to move irregularly lower throughout the marketing year. That pattern has been evident this year, with December corn now down around $7.40 a bushel and December soybean meal closer to $425 per ton. If we lower corn price by $1 a bushel and meal by $100 a ton, that lowers hog production costs by about $12 a head. Lower feed prices have certainly been important to the reduction of the anticipated losses, but improved lean hog prices have been even more significant. December lean hog futures are currently above $80, which represents at least a $10 increase over the drought-induced liquidation fears in early September. A $10 increase in lean hog prices mean more than $20 reduction in the anticipated losses. So, since early September, the anticipated losses have been reduced by at least $30 a head, with about 40% of that improvement coming due to the lower feed prices and about 60% coming from more favorable hog prices. Thankfully, a return to profitability may be on the not too distant horizon by the spring of 2013. There still are losses to sustain for the rest of this year and the first quarter of 2013, when I expect the losses to be about $15 a head. But live hog prices are expected to increase enough to reach break even by early May of 2013, and then to provide positive returns of around $10 a head in both the second and the third quarters next year. Then, lower feed prices by late next summer are expected to sustain a profitable industry into the fall of 2013 and the winter of 2014. If the U.S. and world yields are closer to normal next year, then the pork outlook should brighten and thoughts of expansion will begin in the late summer of 2013. Some producers may want to jump the gun and get expansion started in the spring of 2013. However, one glance at the current drought monitor tells us that normal yields in the United States are far from assured next year. This uncertainty should keep most producers from expansion fever until the crops are more nearly assured in late July and August. While pork producers are beginning to feel that the worst is behind them, the 2012 losses will leave their imprint in the form of reduced equity. Estimated losses for calendar year 2012 are going to be about $17 a head, the most severe losses of nearly $30 per head on average came in the last half of this year as drought drove up feed prices and weakened hog prices. Pork producers that entered the drought in weak financial condition have had to rely on cash infusions from lenders. But to their credit, lenders have generally supplied that capital as they recognize that this downturn was going to be intense, but it was going to be short. So in conclusion, we can say that for those pork producers that did not panic, and now it appears that the sun will rise again and the dawn of profitability will once again return. For the University of Illinois and Purdue University, I'm Chris Hurt.